Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, so I'm going to have Sheila for you in about 4 minutes. I want
okay.
to make sure that you saw the talking points that I sent earlier.
Yeah, I did. I got you. Yeah, we're good, Michael. We're good.
Okay, so I want to make sure. And
yeah.
You know, again, she wants to limit it to just one question about Prince. The other thing is, and I forgot to put this in there, they want to hold all the interviews till the 20th. Are you able to do that? Are you able to hold it till the 20th or later?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So, okay. So, would you like it to air on the 20th or wait a little bit?
It doesn't matter. The 20th or later, they just said it can't air before then because they don't want any talk of that Tito Puente song before the 20th.
Okay.
But anytime after that is fine.
Got you. Okay. Got it.
All right. Okay, cool. All right. So, I'll call you back in like the next 3 minutes here with her.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, you got it. Bye.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, I got Sheila for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Here she comes. Sheila, you're on with Cyrus Webb.
Hello,
Hi,
Sheila.
Cyrus.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing, thank you, doing great. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay, great.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning through a friend at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music Podcast. Glad you all could join us as well. I have a very special guest that's joining us for this next segment. We have the Queen of Percussion, Sheila E., is here. You guys know her, of course, from great music over the years, including also her best-selling book, The Beat of My Own Drum. We're going to talk to Sheila not only about the incredible years she's had having this year, though, a new project, Hella Funky, but also, of course, a new honor that's coming up for her this summer, getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you all are not following Sheila online, you definitely want to do that because she has some great things that are coming up. But Sheila, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it as well.
Look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I'm a big nerd, Sheila, so I read your book when it came out years ago. And what I love about it is even in your book, as you were writing the book, we could tell that music really has created this soundtrack for your life. What has it been like for you over the years, Sheila, to share this soundtrack with all of us?
Oh, that's all I know. That's all I know, is to be transparent and share who I am as an artist. And, you know, this is my career. It's my life. I live, I breathe music. It's like, it's everything. It feeds me, you know. It's my breath. And acknowledging that it's a gift, it's not for me to keep. It's for me to share.
Funky, you're able to give us all different aspects of your love of music. Talk to us about that experience, Sheila. What was that like for you to create with the E-Train? This great blend of songs that kind of takes all the different types of music you love and puts them together.
Yeah, that was the point of it, is putting all the music together that we love, different genres of music. Most everyone except for one person in the E-Train, we're all from the Bay Area, born and raised, and it's my band from the same Sheila E. band, but, you know, I love that. With the E-Train, I started in the 90s. I started the band because I wanted to just play drums and not play percussion, because I haven't played in a long time, and it's like I love playing drums, and I never get to play enough. So growing up playing percussion, I'm a percussionist who just happens to play a little bit of drums, you know. And I just like, I need to do this more often. So we went out on tour, and in the middle of the tour, we stopped in Oakland, of course, and recorded the album in 2 days. We did a semicircle and set up so that we could see each other, and we played like we were playing in front of an audience. We didn't punch solos in. We just played everything live. What you hear is what we created right then and there. We didn't clean up the tracks like, you know, let's fix the hi-hat, let's change it. No, we just played what we played, and what you hear is exactly what happened. We overdubbed, of course, the percussion and the vocals, but, I mean, we did the record in 2 days, and then later on when we put the vocals and everything else on and we mixed it, it was done. And that's how I love to record, and that was the process of it, was to be able to do it in that way, because that's how we grew up playing. And in being in the Bay Area, born and raised, all of us, that's what music is about to us, is all the different genres, very eclectic in the Bay Area.
Sheila, I love that you said that, especially when it comes to the creating of this project, Hello Funky, because I love that you said that, you know, as if there was, you know, an audience there. You really do have this great feedback in this interchange of energy, almost, it seems like, with the audience. Talk to us about that. I mean, you're being out there again, being able to perform for your audience. What has that been like for you to kind of feel that energy kind of being reciprocated back to you on stage?
Oh, if I did drugs, that would be my choice of drugs. It's the audience. I get so much love. It's love. That is something that a lot of people don't get, you know, and we talk about that during the show. It's like there's so many people that have been cut off from just living their lives, or being able to, especially during the pandemic. I mean, no one escaped that, you know, and it's like we were all in the same place, and all we have to do is just, like, you know, try to live our lives in the best way we can, and respecting and loving each other. And the gift that we have as musicians and artists to be able to share that all over the world, we look at it as love is God, God is love, love is music. And that in itself, to be able to fill a room because they love music, is something being said, because that it surpasses all, it surpasses anyone's financial status. It surpasses, you know, like, it doesn't matter what political party you're with and whether you do this or do that. It's really just about music, the love of music.
Yeah, and being able to share that with other artists as well, Sheila. One of the big announcements that got the internet buzzing recently, of course, is Kelly Clarkson announcing her new album. And, of course, when she released the list, who was one of the guest appearances? Sheila E. Talk to us about that. I mean, what was that like for you to be able to be a part of that project?
Oh, I was very excited. To be asked. Kelly just said, hey, I have this song. I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know what her vision was for, you know, her project. And she said, I have this song I want you to play on, and I would love it if you do. And I was like, of course. I just said yes because I love her, of course, and
yeah.
You know, she doesn't do anything bad. She does great music. She's she's always does her best, and she's an incredible singer. I love her vocals and her voice. They sent a song, and I was actually pleasantly shocked because it wasn't anything I expected her to do. And that being said, until you hear the record, will you know what I'm talking about? A very nice song. That first song that I played on was just like, wow, this is amazing. I said, I want one of those. So I asked her who wrote it, and I was like, I want one of those songs. So I'm hoping that they can co-write one of those songs for me on my next record.
Awesome. I want to mention, if you don't mind, Sheila, something that you said that was shared from Masterclass, a quote from you, because it goes into, of course, the big honor you're getting this summer with the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Your quote is saying, it's not just about making history or breaking glass ceilings. Sometimes greatness is just about showing up for yourself. What has it been like for you to see how, by doing that, Sheila, your work has not only made room for you, but also impacted the world just by showing up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's like the whole idea of, you know, figuring out what your passion and your purpose is. I mean, if you figure out what your passion is, that becomes your purpose. And when I figured out, it's like, wow, this is what I love to do. This is who I'm supposed to be. And you go for it, you know. Not a lot of people get to do that in life. They just don't, you know. There's things that we have to do to make money, to provide for ourselves, and some of those things aren't something that we want to do. And I'm humbled and grateful and thankful that I'm able to do this. And so when I show up, 250%, and you're going to get that every single time. But I put in the work, and it's not just showing up and not knowing and just saying, oh, I'm going to demand this and do that. Yeah, no, you got to put in the work, and you have to do the best that you can and be respectful.
Well, Sheila, we definitely appreciate you showing up, and we thank you so much for the time today. You have something special coming up at the end of this month. What can you tell us about this new song that you have?
Yeah, besides the E-Train record, Hella Funky, that's out now. You can get it on my website. It'll be streamed later, but you can get it signed copy now on SheilaE.com. The next project, I decided to do two albums this year. I'm doing a second album, and it's a salsa record that I've never done a salsa record ever, and this is amazing that I'm even doing it because I didn't realize I hadn't done one. So again, on my bucket list, the next single, second single off the salsa record, will be released April 28th, but the video will be released April 20th, and it's a tribute to my godfather, Tito Puente. And it's called El Rey, El Timbal, and it's something that is a standard song that Tito did, the King of Timbales. And so I did this record, and we had the opportunity to have the amazing Gilberto Santa Rosa sing on this record, and we're truly excited because that collaboration, I really wanted to get him on this song, and they said yes immediately. We only recorded his vocal last week, and we shot the video the next day, and we're turning it around. It was done last night. We turned it in this morning so that everyone can see it on the 20th of April.
All right. Definitely invite our audience to head over to SheilaE.com. Sheila, congratulations to you again on an amazing journey and year, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Thank you as always. Enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.